Yeah, thanks, WAGW. I will take any and all advice from knowledgeable people about when it comes to multiband antennas. I got a Hustler. It is a 5BTV. It does 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80. I made contact with, I think it's K8DO, Doc, a.k.a. Doc, at the last radio meeting, and I have his contact information. So I am going to be contacting him to see if he can help me out. If for some reason that doesn't work out or something, I would be elated to get your contact information if you could help me out with that at all. That'd be grateful. I have it's a Surecom SWR, and I have a Nano VNA, so I can scope it out. I just don't know what I'm doing. Other than that, I guess KC8YBF Ron, if it's obviously not an emergency, and you can deal with it after your trip if you like. The Meshtastic Saginaw group, I was interested in that. I figured I'd remind you about that. No rush or anything. Obviously, I don't need it right now, but I'm interested. And with that, I'll say 7-3 and turn it back to net. This is KF8EDQ.
Okay, real good there, Mike. The Hustler antenna, very, very good antenna. That's what I use for field day. I have a 6BTV, the Hustler's good antenna. It's not that hard to tune. There's some playing around to be done. That's also the one that Mike, or that Tom, EUI, he bought that from one of the estates that I was selling stuff for, and he used that for field day there. Good antenna, not bad. But mine, I've actually got a butternut sitting out there right now, and I'm thinking I'm going to put the Hustler up back up and use it for the winter time. A little more friendly than the butternut, and it worked quite well. I've got on my particular setup, I got 28 radials in the ground, and work 80 meters, mostly 80 meters, and then but it's really nice on 15 and 20. It's good. Good DX antenna. Okay, Tom, NADUI, you're up. I'll take a standby after that.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is NADUI. Speaking of antennas, I've been wanting to take down my 80 and 40 meter inverted V. It's a decent antenna, but every time I want to go on the digital bands with on 80, I have to shorten the, I'm sorry, lengthen the meter stubs, and to go back to a phone, I have to shorten them. So I have it down to a system. It's just a hassle to lower the end. So I have an off-center, 80 to 10 meter off-center dipole, and that would just I think work just right in my backyard. So hopefully I can get that up before it gets too cold. Get it up maybe later this or next month maybe when it starts getting more consistently cool. Because it's going to be tuning everything. It takes a little time to tune it. But that's about it on my end. I'm going to toss it back and say good night to everybody at 73, and we'll catch us all next Monday night. Hopefully this is NADUI. Say good night and have a good week.
Okay, real good there, Tom. And I guess my main antenna is my dipole. I've got a homebrew tramped 4080. Then actually I've got 10 meters and 20 meters dropped off on that too. So with that particular dipole, I use 4080. It will tune 15. and the other two antennas opposite the 10 and the 20 meters. And 10 meters is real funny because you look up, there's not a whole lot of wire up in the air, but it works quite well. I've worked and when 10 meters is open, I really like 10 meters. I've worked all over the world with that, just that wire up there. You look up there and you wonder what or how it works. So, okay, it's WDW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Okay, Bob, NA KPR, you're up. Stand by, Manny.